From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting in Raqqa, Syria. Celebrations by Kurd fighters who have retaken the old city from ISIS, who made Raqqa its de facto capital 3 years ago. They raised a flag in Paradise Square, a notorious traffic circle in which the jihadists had staged brutal public executions, including beheadings, leaving severed heads on display for days afterwards. There are still unanswered questions about Raqqa's fate. How many of the city's inhabitants will return and how quickly? Who will govern a city that will struggle to exorcise the ghosts of the medieval-style depravity and cruelty inflicted on it? As in neighboring Iraq, which saw Iraqi forces along with Shiite militias and other fighters wrest control of disputed territory from Iraqi Kurds, other wars are shaping in the wings in Syria. And that's according to the fears of locals and analysts. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Wednesday that he holds the military leadership in Myanmar responsible for the current refugee crisis affecting the country's Rohingya Muslim population. More than half a million Rohingyas have crossed the border into neighboring Bangladesh in recent weeks, fleeing a crackdown on their minority community by the Burmese military after Rohingya militants launched deadly attacks on state security forces. On the streets of Mogadishu, Somalia, tens of thousands condemned those behind the massive explosion that killed nearly 300 people and wounded more than 400 others. The Mogadishu protest came in response to the call from the city's mayor for a massive rally to pray for those killed and injured in Saturday's truck bombing, which the government blames on Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab. Ahead of the rally, young men wearing red headbands forced businesses to shut down. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has given a rare major foreign policy speech that outlines the Trump administration's South Asia policy, reaching out to India to counter China in the Indo-Pacific region. Speaking to a packed auditorium at the Center for Strategic and International Studies Research Center in Washington, D.C., Tillerson said he looked forward to the next 100 years of close U.S.-India ties. He said the U.S. and India are bookends of stability on either side of the globe, noting that the nations share a commitment to upholding the rule of law, freedom of navigation, universal values, and free trade. He said the Trump administration is determined to dramatically deepen ways for the United States and India to work together, and he announced that he will be visiting New Delhi next week. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley lashed out Wednesday at Iran for what she called a laundry list of bad behavior, and she criticized the U.N. Security Council for not holding Tehran accountable. Haley spoke at a monthly council meeting that primarily reviews the Israeli-Palestinian situation. Since arriving at the U.N. in January as President Donald Trump's envoy, she has sought to highlight Iranian behavior and that of its regional proxies, Hezbollah and Hamas, during the monthly session. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions Wednesday declined to discuss his conversations with President Donald Trump concerning the Russia probe and defended the president's immigration agenda and often heated exchanges with lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
But consistent with the longstanding policy and practice of the executive branch, I can neither assert executive privilege nor can I disclose today the content of my confidential conversations with the president.
And the attorney general stuck to that response, that president's private conversations are privileged, as Democratic senators repeatedly sought answers about the Sessions and Trump conversation. Sessions did, however, tell senators that he has not been interviewed by Robert Mueller, the special counsel investigating Russian attempts to influence the 2016 U.S. election. Asked whether he has confidence in Mueller's work, the attorney general was noncommittal. U.S. President Donald Trump has denied making insensitive comments to the wife of an American soldier killed in Niger, saying he has proof of a Florida lawmaker apparently fabricating a story, saying the president told the soldier's widow that her husband knew what he signed up for. The congresswoman who made the charge has rejected the president's statement and says that she actually has proof of her story being accurate. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.